Buenos dias from Laos Point. This is the Rorschach Argentina update from the 18th of June, 2026. A quick summary of what's going down in Argentina. We have to start this episode with the wave of euphoria sweeping across the country. On Tuesday the 16th, Argentina opened its World Cup title defense with a dominant 3-0 victory against Algeria at Arrowhead Stadium in Kansas City. The man of the hour was Lionel Messi, who scored a magnificent hat trick. His performance drove the 38-year-old superstar to tie Germany's Miroslav Klose for the all-time tournament scoring record at 16 goals. If you are wondering where to join fans for the next matches, Buenos Aires City is bursting with options. While traditional sports bars are rare in Argentina because people usually watch match games at home, virtually every neighborhood spot with a screen is drawing crowds. The Buenos Aires Herald rounded up some options, so check out the link in the show notes for some recommendations. Leaving the football watch parties behind, a tragic accident abroad has sent shockwaves through local media networks. On Sunday the 14th, two helicopters collided in midair over Rio de Janeiro, crashing into an urban area in the west of the city and killing six people. Among the victims was Gaspar Prim Diaz, an Argentine YouTuber widely known as Gaspy, alongside Oliver Tree, an American singer, and Lucas Bignali, an Argentine filmmaker. Brazilian aviation authorities are currently investigating the causes of the collision, which caused one of the aircraft to explode inside an electric vehicle depot. Speaking of public figures dominating the news, there's trouble inside the presidential cabinet. Manuel Adorni, the chief of staff, is facing an intense judicial investigation and calls for his resignation over his personal wealth. To explain a sudden upgrade in his lifestyle, Adorni filed an amended asset declaration revealing a previously hidden $500,000 fortune. The official states he put his entire life savings into an early Bitcoin investment between 2013 and 2018. But the local crypto community has expressed deep skepticism, arguing that someone would have noticed an investment of that scale. The political party PRO has labeled his situation unsustainable, and opposition senators are pushing a formal censure motion to remove him from office. On that note about financial volatility, the local currency is experiencing its worst stability problem in months. In a continuation of the trend we covered last week, the Argentine peso dropped roughly 6% over the past 60 days, hitting a five-month low. Strategists report that the slide stems from a deliberate policy choice by the central bank to let short-term interest rates remain below inflation. The weakening currency has made agricultural exporters less willing to sell their grain, causing daily dollar sales to drop 11% below last year's pace. Despite the drop in currency, the government received some welcome news on the price front. The National Statistics Agency, INDEC, announced that May inflation slowed down to 2.1%. This marks the first time in a year that the monthly rate has dropped for two consecutive months, bringing the lowest inflation figure in 9 months. The final number beat expectations from private consulting firms, which predicted a higher average core inflation also slowed to under 2%, though higher communication and telephone rates pushed up seasonal costs. In other economic news, international markets are showing growing confidence in the administration's financial path. The credit rating agency Standard & Poor's upgraded Argentina's sovereign debt rating from CCC+ to B-. The move follows a similar upgrade by Fitch Ratings and triggered a sharp rally in local markets, causing dollar-denominated bonds to jump over 3%. Consequently, Argentina's country risk index plummeted to 444 basis points, reaching its lowest level since May 2018. Since we mentioned positive financial milestones, the mining sector is breaking historic records. The Mining Secretariat reported that mineral exports totaled over $3 billion during the first 4 months of the year, marking an 84% jump compared to 2025. Surging global demand for gold, silver, and lithium from Switzerland, China, and the United States fueled the historic performance. However, this booming extraction sector has ignited a fierce debate over local industrial benefits. In the western province of San Juan, the mining consortium, Bicuña, is constructing a massive temporary city to house 5,000 workers for a major copper project. Local business chambers expressed deep anger after learning that the entire modular complex is being manufactured in China and shipped ready-made to the Andes. Because the project benefits from tax exemptions under the regime framework, Chinese suppliers beat out local builders by nearly half the price, leading critics to warn that domestic manufacturing is missing out on vital job opportunities. While the corporate infrastructure arrives entirely prefabricated from abroad, the government is also facing reality checks regarding who will actually live and work at these regional sites. Writing for the Buenos Aires Herald in English, Juan Marcos Polio explores why President Milei's grand plan to redistribute the national workforce faces steep skepticism from economic experts. The article highlights how senior cabinet officials expect energy and mining investments to draw over 2 million new residents to peripheral provinces like Neuquén in the south and Catamarca and San Juan in the northwest over the next 30 years. To read the full piece, check out the link in the show notes. Shifting focus to international travel, anyone planning flights later this year needs to prepare for major schedule modifications. Ezeiza International Airport announced a $100 million infrastructure renovation that will limit operations between the 25th of October and the 11th of November. Maintenance work on the secondary runway will temporarily cut the available takeoff length of the main runway nearly in half. 14 major global airlines have completely halted ticket sales for this 18-day window to restructure their routes and plan mandatory refueling stops. While global airlines reshape their schedules, a major automotive move is targeting the domestic clean energy sector. The state-owned energy company YPF signed a letter of intent with Tesla to explore building a fast-charging network for electric vehicles across Argentina. Despite the agreement, experts point out that Tesla faces an uphill battle against Chinese manufacturers like BYD, which currently dominate the local market. The government rule allows electric cars to enter the country with a 0% tariff, but only if their factory value sits under $16,000, a threshold that traditional Western luxury brands cannot meet. In historical news, the country is mourning the loss of one of its most prominent human rights activists, Tati Almeida, the iconic president of the Madres de Plaza de Mayo Linea Fundadora, the founding lineage of the Mothers of Plaza de Mayo, passed away in Buenos Aires at 95 years old. Almeida dedicated 5 decades of her life to seeking justice after the far-right AAA paramilitary group abducted her 20-year-old son, Alejandro, in 1975. Her death prompted widespread tributes across the political spectrum. Now, returning to the World Cup press box, the historic tournament is also making history on the airwaves. Enrique Macasha Marquez, the 91-year-old sports journalist, is back on the air setting a world record by covering his 18th consecutive World Cup. Macasha began his career at 15 and traveled to his very first tournament in Sweden back in 1958, flying on a propeller plane and broadcasting over primitive radio lines. Before the opening match, FIFA boss Gianni Infantino honored the legendary reporter for his lifelong legacy and dedication to the sport. And to close this edition, the unexpected social media craze surrounding Tim Payne, the New Zealand defender, has taken a turn. As discussed on previous updates, an online campaign by Argentine influencer Valen Escarcini caused the player's social media following to skyrocket past 5 million following his debut against Iran on Monday, the 15th. The 32-year-old defender signed a professional contract to continue his career in South America with the Paraguayan club Olimpia. McDonald's even announced they are manufacturing a unique collector's cup to honor his overnight stardom. And that's it for this week. Thank you for joining us. Anything to ask or tell us, info@rorschach.com. Nos vemos la próxima semana.